第二篇
Passage 2
英汉口译
English-Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
It is with great pleasure that I extend a warm welcome to the Chinese Provincial Trade Delegation. I am very happy that you are here to attend the opening ceremony of the Canadian Industrial Exhibition.I would like to take this opportunity to convey to our Chinese guest the warm greetings from the Canadian Chamber of Commerce and the Canada-China Business Council. Long ago, pointing to China on a map, Napoleon Bonaparte is famously said to have mused, "There lies a sleeping giant. When she wakes, she will shake the world." How prophetic those words have proven to be!Today, China is truly awake and set to help shape the future of the entire world. Recent years have witnessed the spread of economic power and human prosperity from west to east. Canada's trade orientation is shifting also. In the past, our economy was built largely on transatlantic trade. But it is clear that in the 21st century, trans-Pacific trade will increasingly fuel our economic growth. As the center of gravity of the world economy swings toward the Pacific, Pacific nations like Canada and China have much to gain by increased cooperation. Now is the time to enhance and expand our relationship, to build upon our mutual successes, and to use the authority those successes have afforded us to set an example for others in the world.There is much shared history between Canada and China, history that has helped to shape both our countries. So it is not surprising that as China has opened up, our economic ties have become extensive and expanding. Over the last 5 years, two-way merchandise trade between our countries has grown steadily each year by an average of more than 14%. During this period, Canadian exports to China have grown by more than $3 billion. Our total two-way trade is now valued at over $53 billion. China is Canada's second largest merchandise trading partner and our third largest export market. The exhibition we're staging now speaks very well of our determination to further strengthen our economic and trade ties with China. The exhibition center covers an area of 50,000 square meters and has a floor space of 25,000 square meters. Facilities of the center include a main exhibition hall with four special-purpose exhibition halls around it and a multifunctional conference hall. This exhibition is a display of recent industrial achievements in Canada, as well as a showplace of our high-tech advances in such areas asaviation, machine tools, electronics, coal mining, power generation equipment, offshore oil exploration, automobiles, covering all sections of Canadian industry. I am very proud that some of the exhibits are the products from some Canadian-Chinese joint ventures. This exhibition is expected to provide further opportunities for collaborative efforts between the local technology researchers and their international counterparts. We believe the exhibition of high and new technology is the best way to foster international cooperation on science and technology, as well as to facilitate innovations in industries. In the future, we will host more specialized exhibitions on science and technology, such as metal and metallurgy,chemical engineering, textile machinery, food tech and aviation. With the help of those exhibitions, we will gradually create an international marketplace for innovation, science, and technology, and provide networking opportunities within the industry. The Chinese Provincial Trade Delegation is the largest visiting group to attend our exhibition, and I wish my Chinese friends a most rewarding visit.